Karatbaz blockchain project defrauds its investors of $500 million while promising them a 40x ROI. Many blockchain projects seize the opportunity of the ICO rush to scam investors of their hard-earned money. It is believed that fraudulent activities of most crypto startups stand as the number one reason investors lost total confidence in the ICO model. These scams are largely characterized with gold-plated promises which are largely unrealizable. Careful observation shows that a handful of these fraudulent projects follows the same terrain of a recognizable full-blown hype, yet the promise of an attractive return on investment raises the risk appetite of their unsuspecting victims. Karatbaz Follow has been identified as a dubious blockchain-based project that has followed a similar pattern in defrauding its investors with a promise of a life-changing return on investment. There were dedicated companies like Business for Home Follow and Netku Follow, which help in promoting and fanning the lies of this scandalous project. Karatbaz International is a blockchain-based project founded by Harold Sees, Josip Haidt, Alex Spodi, and Ovidiu Toma. Karatbaz was conceived with a mission to revolutionize our payment system with the power of blockchain technology while promising safe gold with huge return on investment for its investors. Karat Gold Coin, or KBC, originally called Karat Bank Coin Follow, is a blockchain-based cryptocurrency issued by Karatbaz. The founders initially claim that the KBC token is linked to physically deposited gold in the form of cash gold. All these claims were targeted at brewing unimaginable hope for its investors. At the onset of token offering, participants were exchanging 10,000 KBC, set at 0.1 grams of cash gold, for fiat currency. However, due to the unregulated nature of this market, the exchange rate between KBC and fiat fluctuate quite heavily between 0.4 to 2 cents per KBC with a record 500% difference. To further fine-tune it in a bid to manipulate more investors into coughing out more money into the project, Karatbaz promised an attractive 40% commission to their affiliates who would bring in the most people, classic of a well-organized Ponzi scheme. In addendum, they also promised a wide range of commissions mixed with the promise of financial independence for its investors. They also employed the promotion services of the likes of Nitsun Akos Follow, who is unarguably known as the number one person when it comes to developing and marketing MLM system. Karat Bank Coin was rebranded to Karat Gold Coin in a bid to appear more valuable even though the ticker KBC was still retained. They also unveiled a seeming top-notch event called the Gold Independence Day, which was scheduled to be held on July 4, 2019 in the Bellagio, Las Vegas. This event was tasked to enable participants exchange their KBC coins for real physical gold at an incredible mouth-watering rate of 100 KBC equals 1 gram of gold, making an exponential 40x return on investment. All these gimmicks were poised towards making Karatbaz look attractive and irresistible to unsuspecting investors. To drive their marketing home, they further employed the premium service of top news outlets, the likes of Forbes Follow and Cointelegraph Follow, to run targeted ads and promotionals. Even though CT recently took down those ads and promotionals, one could wonder how dubious project like Karatbaz could buy their way into reputable media agencies. It's really a call for due diligence. Just like every other scam out there, everything was hyped to look like a once-in-a-lifetime splendorous opportunity. Reaffirming the words of its CEO Harold Sees on October 26, 2018, he clearly reassures the investors, adding that, "Yes, we need a better world and I am looking forward to the future. I guarantee everyone that they will receive 1 gram gold for 100 KBC each on Independence Day, July 4, 2019. The Karat Gold Coin, KBC, is the first coin actually backed by gold. On the said Independence Day, KBC had peaked at 12.6 cents, with the 24-hour trading volume hitting the ceiling at the $12 million mark. Just like all pyramid schemes, the system began to implode, accompanied by a huge dump. Today it's currently trading at 2.5 cents, an approximate 80% instant drop. The token was worthless, it has no intrinsic value pegged to gold or whatsoever. Investors were in despair, many sold at an incredibly cheap rate to salvage the remaining portion of their investment while some other held to their bags as they were already in huge loss. Many families lost their life savings in the supposed life-changing investment, there was no gold to be exchanged as promised, all was a mirage. Instead of buying gold, The $500 million investors' money was diverted. The founders gifted themselves with luxury cars, villas, yachts, and private jets, to say the least. A source revealed that CEO Harold Cesis purchased a 10 million euro house follow, with money collected from investors. Needless to sugarcoat it, it is what it is. All indicators follow are confirming that CaratBoss is a full-fledged scam. It's BitConnect 2.0 follow. Bank of Namibia follow recently declared it a scam. It has been revealed that CaratBoss is also planning the launch of CaratNet, a supposedly innovative new payment system. This could be another gimmick to further brainwash its gullible investors.